Okay, that's the end. 17 chapters, Bhagavad Gita is concluded, but Krishna then summarizes, wraps up, concludes the Bhagavad Gita, the perfection of renunciation. And Arjun again brings up topic that was there in the third chapter, in the fifth chapter, and what is real renunciation? What does it mean to give up everything for Krishna? Are we meant to just walk off into the Himalayas? Are we meant to renounce our families, our work, everything else? So Krishna points out, no, because even the people in the Himalayas, they're also not fully renounced. They're also attached. They're attached to their asanas, they're attached to their matted hair, they're attached to living in the nice sanctity of the mountains. But real detachment is sarva karma palatyaga, is to give up attachment to all your work. It's better to actually be completely detached, to be working. Arjuna is a fighter on the battlefield. It's better that you fight on the battlefield fully detached than think that you're going to go away somewhere and become a beggar, and that now you've become advanced in spiritual life. Just in the same way that the modes of material nature control us by attachment, if you can give up this attachment and act out of a sense of duty. So I mentioned right at the very beginning, this duty is such a very important thing. Very often these questions come up, well, why should I do something? I don't want to do it. You can't do that when you decide to drive on the wrong side of the road. So I like this side better. You explain it to the judge. I don't care what side you like. The convention is that you have to drive on this side of the road and not on the other side of the road. Whatever you like or whatever you don't like, it's your duty. So similarly, this duty, you've probably noticed this, that this is a phenomena which in our today's world is being eroded at a nuclear rate, is that people shouldn't be dutiful. It may cause you psychological trauma, doing something that you don't like to do, that you don't want to do, who knows what kind of problems you may have. So, but no, Krishna talks about duty. Duty means goodness, and when you learn how to act in duty, I eat these foods out of duty, I practice spiritual life, I get up in the morning, I regulate my lifestyle, I give in charity out of duty. I do everything, yashastra vidim utsrija, whatever scripture says, I follow that. And ultimately, from being dutiful, love will awaken. So there was one of Srila Prabhupada's servants, Sruti Kirti Prabhu, he was traveling with Srila Prabhupada, and once when they entered the airport, then all the devotees who were greeting Prabhupada with big kirtan and everything, and some devotees were crying, and it's a scene that got reenacted over and over again when Prabhupada came to a place. And they were really just showing such great sign of attachment to Srila Prabhupada. So it sort of disturbed Sruti Kirti Prabhu a little that he was thinking, well, I don't cry. I'm with Srila Prabhupada all the time, but I don't cry. I don't show my love for Srila Prabhupada like that. So one evening when he was massaging Srila Prabhupada, he brought this up. Well, Prabhupada, you know, when these devotees came, they just showed their love for you so much. They were all crying and chanting and bowing down. And I don't exhibit those things. I mean, I'm here, I'm serving and so on. So is there something that I'm not doing right? But Prabhupada asked, do you like serving me? And he said, yes, I like to do that. His Prabhupada said, that's love. Many people can cry, but to continue to serve, that's the real sign of love. So when we continue to serve Krishna, even though we may first do out of duty, it purifies our heart and it awakens real attachment to Him. So Krishna, you'll see different things. Krishna says someone who's determined out of a sense of duty is in the mode of goodness. And ultimately, when we learn how to do everything because it pleases Krishna. What pleases Krishna? Whatever pleases Krishna. That becomes then a whole different category. It becomes spiritual or transcendental. And whatever is in the way of that, then sarva dharma paritya, then we give that up. Verse 66, just note it. Gauri Prabhu will chant it very loudly because it's the ultimate teaching of Bhagavad Gita. If you wanted to avoid the last 3 hours of being here or 4 hours, you could have just chanted that one verse because that's what Bhagavad Gita is all about. It's just in that one particular verse. So let's read the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, the perfection of renunciation, which is to give up everything for Krishna out of love. Just serve Krishna, do whatever Krishna wants out of love. That's the real sannyasi. So sannyasi, it's a yogi cha. Man, woman, young, old, businessman, doesn't matter. Whoever can just serve Krishna out of love, that's a real sannyasi.